are listening to the award-winning, leading children's gardening educator, Lee Connolly, the Skin Indian Gardener, and my daddy.
As a parent, I know it can be challenging to resist the lure of technology and the never-ending stream of notifications that come with it. But it's important to remember that our children crave our attention and presence more than any device ever could. One way to combat the distraction of technology is to set aside dedicated time each day to be fully present with your children. This could mean turning off the phone during meal times, taking a walk together without any devices, or just getting outside gardening, away from social media. Another helpful strategy is to limit your own screen time and model healthy digital habits for your children. Remember, the moments we share with our children are fleeting, and it's up to us to make the most of them. So if you're with family or friends right now, turn off this podcast, put down the phone, and go and create some real memories.
Two, one, two.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, how are you all doing, podcast fans? Welcome to the Skinny Jean Gardener podcast. I hope you are all well. I'm having one of those couple of weeks where I'm all over the shot at the moment. Honestly, meetings here, driving up there, down here, all over the shot. But one thing I have managed to do is get out in the garden, and what a scorcher we have had. Maybe I'll talk about it a bit later on. But today's podcast, we have got 1 week to decide. And on July the 4th, we have to decide which party to go for. If I'm honest with you, I know last week we had Jamie Oliver, the Jamie Oliver podcast about Northridge Primary School. I wanted to do a few more of these like political looks, and I just haven't had time. In fact, I really wanted to do a podcast for each party, to be fair, because who am I to tell you who to vote for? But I haven't had time, right? So in today's podcast, what I'm going to do is an article has come out today from Pro Landscaper. It's an article that I'm obviously I'm in. And it says basically what the industry expects from the new party, whoever that may be. I think we've all got a feeling we know who the new party is going to be. You know, but what do we as an industry expect whoever gets in charge next week? What do we expect? The horticultural industry. We're going to get into that today. We're going to go through the article. I'm going to show you or tell you little bits from that and my own thoughts as well and what everyone else has said around it. And perhaps you too can comment, let me know on social before July the 4th about what you feel, because I really do think over the coming months, years, we are going to see a real change. It's a real opportunity here, of which I've talked about before. So let's get started with the podcast. Welcome to the bottom of the garden. And to start with today, I want to tell you about my old studio. To all you OG listeners, as I walk in to my old studio down here, it's had a bit of a change. If you used to watch the live shows, this is where it used to be. I've just walked in here for the last 3 days. Me and my father, my dad, have been transforming this space into what is going to be known as the games room, which is very exciting. It's down, actually, near the taxi. Dad's popped a porthole that he's been saving for the last 10 years in his garage. You never know when it will come in handy. We've got some new doors to access the area. We've also got a massive platform in here, which is going to be quite a cool chill-out zone for Olive. So, yeah, it's been a very busy
still got a little bit of way to go. Some paint, some posters, and some cushioning perhaps for that chill out area. If you step out of doors, we've got the taxi. That's another project for another day. I've got a little veg truck which is full of nasturtiums. Of course, it's a bit windy today. Tomatoes growing. And then we step down into the small garden, which, if I'm honest with you, apart from some watering, has really been looking after itself. I've really enjoyed this space. Been sitting in here quite a bit. I must remember to pick the strawberries though. I can see some dead strawberries just sitting there. They're coming quick and fast. One of the best things that has worked this year has to be planting my nasturtiums next to my runner bean plants, because all of those aphids have been sucking onto the nasturtiums, none on the beans. So it really does work to plant up next to them, plants that the pests will come along and eat rather than our beans. No beans as yet though, but wow, the sun, the rain has really been doing its work.
Where two gardeners bring you the ultimate in audio experiences. When they hit the peak of radio fame. When you think they can do no more, they bring together an elite team of other gardening people to climb the peaks of Snowdon for the bearded growers, the projects. The projects raise money for causes that don't get the attention they really should. And this year, the bearded growers have chosen to support the future of the gardening industry. With school gardening success, they will be raising money to teach over 1,500 children to grow, care for wildlife, and learn together with their class. And not ones just to ask you to donate. They're going to the peak of Snowdon and asking you to support this epic voyage. But they are not alone. They bring with them the legend and one and only Lee Connolly, the Skinny Jean Gardener, Kerry from Lottie Time, and One Town Weathers, Benny Drizzle. Find the Just Given link on the Bearded Growers socials. And in September, we find out who makes it to the peak.
Welcome everyone to this week's news, and this week's news comes from, as I said, from Pro Landscaper this week, where we are looking at what the industry wants from the next UK government's green agenda. I'm going to come on to mine a bit later on in the podcast, but one point that I really want to look at here is what Laura MacArthur, a horticultural lecturer and also YPHA industry coordinator, has said. She said, "I would like to see a much greater protection of nature in law. There has been a lot of discussion on cleaning up our rivers and mass planting of trees to increase our canopy. Trees help boost wildlife, provide shelter for livestock, prevent soil erosion, reduce flooding, just to name a few. However, and this is something that I really feel strongly about, however, without a good maintenance plan, once the trees are planted, we'll continue to see the decline in survival rates." And this is something, we can plant a tree. For everything we buy, we plant a tree. I love that, right? That's great. But if there is no one there to look after those trees, if we don't have that care after, that whole "we plant a tree for everything you buy" is pointless. Great point, Laura. Now, gotta ring this guy for an apology. Hey, Barry.
You alright? Hey.
Hi.
Is that Lee?
Yeah, it's Lee.
Hey, Lee. How you doing?
Yeah, Lee Connolly.
Yeah, I listened to last week's podcast, the audio.
You did hear it last... Yeah.
Yeah, the audio.
Can I just say something? Right, I know it was your first podcast.
I heard from Arthur. He rang me and he said...
You heard from Arthur?
Yeah, he said that you were probably having a joke with me, and I thought...
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be a joke.
I didn't find it very funny.
Something happened with the audio, which meant that your piece was...
Yeah, I thought you were professional.
Was from
it
that.
Jamie was listening,
had nothing to do with...
So you got rid of me. Yeah.
With Jamie Oliver, mate.
Yeah, you got rid of me because Jamie Oliver was listening, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just... Anyway,
shall we try again?
Yeah, I do like that.
Because
I
think you'll be great. You'll be great on the podcast.
Can I just ask you, you heard from Arthur? Or...
Have I heard from Arthur?
Yeah,
no,
because he said he's been speaking to you. He's been speaking to you apparently.
He said,
I'm the best. All it is,
Barry. Lots of energy. Lots of energy.
Yeah,
just give us a tip. For the garden.
Yeah, lots
all
of
right?
I can do
lots
that.
Of it. Remember, lots of energy.
I'm remembering
yep.
now. Yep. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Go, Barry.
Hello, podcast listener. It's Barry Dawes here.
Energy, remember the energy.
With another top tip for you here on the Skinny Jean Garden Show.
Yeah.
Today's top tip, watering.
Okay.
If you haven't watered your garden.
Yes.
Then your plants, they'll die, basically. So...
Water
with a watering.
That's great.
Is that it?
Yeah, wrap it up now.
Oh.
Yep, that's the end of that. So.
That's all we can do.
No, that's it. I'll speak to you next week, Barry. Bye.
What am I supposed to do? Oh, yeah. Relax. I'm pretty relaxed, if I'm honest with you, but. Just relax if you want to relax. This is a little 1 minute relax and a bit apparently. So yeah, what I've done is I've been watering my garden and using a watering can. My water butts are empty. Empty. So I've had to use my tap, but. If what I'm saying is, if you use a watering can, you can sort of see how much water you're using. That's why I like using a watering can. If I'm totally honest with you, so a nice little sit down after that. If you just have a little sit down like me, really that'd do you well. If I'm totally honest with you, speak to you next week.
Hi, I'm Ellen Mary. I'm a gardener, author, broadcaster and nature therapist, and getting gardening onto the school curriculum is imperative for the future. Mental health issues in young people is increasing as the pressures of modern living and technology become greater all of the time. But when children learn to garden, they have access to outside space that many may not have, where they can switch off, learn about the importance of plants and nature, where food comes from, and the overall joy of sowing, nurturing and harvesting food and flowers. Children can take what they learn from outside into other classroom subjects such as science, maths, geography, art, languages. It's an endless list of learning that can only enhance learning in other curriculum subjects. Not only that, but children as a future will learn the importance of looking after the delicate ecosystem that sustains life. And it can only be a good thing to get gardening on the curriculum for people and the planet.
Quick idea for you this week. This has actually worked. I've actually just planted up a hanging basket and I've used wool on the outside. You can get this sheet wool stuff. It's absolutely amazing. And basically, what it does is it holds on to the water. So when you water on your hanging baskets, it holds on to the water. Now, here's a little bit of an issue with that. It holds on to too much water. I overwatered my plant, my hanging basket the other day. It got so heavy that the bracket fell off the wall at about 1 a.m. and I jumped up halfway through a nightmare and screamed as the hanging basket hit the floor. So two things there. Use wool for the outlining of your hanging basket. And also make sure the bracket is screwed in properly. Two top tips. Back to the Pro Landscaper article. And I have wrote about the green skill promotion, something that I've been talking about a lot. I actually said in the article, I would like to see the next government commit to integrating outdoor learning into the educational curriculum, something that we have talked about so much on this podcast. By investing in school gardening programs and sustainable outside initiatives, we can create a generation that values environmental care and health. Oh yeah, I wrote this properly. From my experience, the positive impact on teachers and pupils is clear. Incorporating outdoor learning supports children's mental and physical well-being. This is so important, as you know. Tom Edwards has chirped in on this, head of policy and public affairs at Barley. He says the association would like to see an emphasis on the importance of vocational and academic aspects of landscaping, recognising the role our sector offers in achieving governmental targets, which it really does. The training qualifications, the association colleges, and wider sector provides are vital in making the landscaping sector a skilled, competent, diverse, and dynamic workforce. Something that, as we spoke about in the news section earlier on, is so, so important, right? Brian Horton said he is from the Association Landscape Architects at Huskinson Brown. Sorry, Brian. He said, I would like to see a properly funded and promoted green skills training. There is so much spoken about biodiversity, planting of woodland, care of green spaces for generations to come, but the skills required to deliver such outcomes are undervalued and in short supply. I think what we are really tapping into here is we need to invest in the future, the education of gardening. I remember when I first started this whole gardening journey, I was like, nah, just chuck in the plant, get on with it, it's absolutely fine, don't worry about your soil, go on, throw some seeds about. Now, 11 years on, I can see and I know the value in having that industry there with the training behind it. It's fine for me to jump around and get primary schools excited, but, you know, from my tiny seed of where I'm trying to inspire within primary schools, what I really want to see is those children grow into landscapers, designers, you know, all these different parts of our incredible industry. And right now, we need to decide which government, which party is going to invest and really concentrate on that. Is this the podcast to tell you who? No. Do I wish you good luck? Yes. I'll speak to you after July the 4th. It's been Lee Connolly, future Prime Minister. I love this podcast because it's 20 minutes of me quickly throwing out my ideas. What one thing I have realised in this episode is when we talk about such an important subject, we could talk for hours about this, right? But I think if you've listened for a while, if you've listened to any of my interviews on other people's podcasts, you know my thoughts. If you're in the industry, you already know where you're going with this. Let's think about the future of our industry, of gardening, of the world. That's all I've got for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Back next week with some fun. You'll be happy to know. Hey!
Make it up. gardener. Dutton.